If I was a Spice Girl, I would be oregano.
I'd be turmeric.
I'd be everything but the bagel.
The smoked paprika salmon dry rub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have good ideas.
What's up, everyone? You're tuned in to Fetch a Pail.
It's your weekly friendship podcast about life,
culture,
and definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your resident queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS.
And I'm Jill. Welcome to the show.
I almost forgot my intro. Did you hear it in my voice?
I did, and it made me feel so much better about the fact that I didn't have one at all. Thank you for throwing the game so I wouldn't feel bad about myself.
Of course, of course. Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome to our 45th episode.
Hey, 45. Is that like cougar status?
Oh.
Do you have to be, I don't know how old you have to be a cougar. I think according to Real Housewives, I think 45 is cougar status.
I think that is cougar status. I was actually going to skip the numbers because 45 has a negative connotation for a lot of people. So I was just going to go from episode 44 to 46. But I was like, nah. It'll be
We're
fine.
We're taking it back.
We're taking it back. It's a cougar number.
Yep. I like that better.
We are coming at you, not live, but on a day. So a day. Definitely not a regular day, because that would be right now. But once again, we're coming at you on a different day.
Hmm. It always is weird.
It's like we've committed a crime that this podcast is never on time. Our deadlines we've missed. Our listeners are pissed, but at least I wrote you this rhyme.
Oh my God. It was so good.
You like that? I wrote that just like an hour ago on my drive home.
Oh, wow. I am very impressed.
Thank you.
That spoke to me.
I finally came correct with it. On the limerick game here.
For once. My goodness. It was worth the wait. Thank you for that.
Of course, of course. Apologies to our listeners. We've been sort of out of sorts. And
yeah, we've been doing whatever the fuck.
Yeah, life's been lifin'.
It's been lifin' hard.
Yeah. Today has been an especially rough day for me.
No, I hate that.
I woke up this morning at about 4 a.m. to a muscle cramp.
Ugh.
Yeah, in my calf.
I hate those too.
You know where the calf muscle is?
I do, yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, so I woke up and I thought maybe Uggs was like laying down on me. I was, you know. I was not fully coherent, so I was like, dang, Uggs is like really heavy on my leg.
She's get like off of me, Uggs.
Twice as big. I thought I was dreaming. She's like so big and she's cramping my leg, and then I come to and I'm like, oh fuck. You know that, you know the cramp where your whole body just kind of freezes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And I let out some weird noise. And I'm thinking maybe it's like, you know, right before I'm about to get up, maybe like 8 o'clock, but it's 4 a.m. I learn.
Mm.
And I'm still like super tired. And I'm like, please stop. Please go away. Please go away. And then as soon as it subsides, I'm just like, I'm going to go back to sleep and deal with this later.
Yeah.
So I went back to sleep. And then when I woke up, it was not a dream. And I don't know the difference between a pulled muscle and a cramp, but I mean, it still hurts.
Ooh.
So like a cramp goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I think I might have pulled my calf muscle in my sleep.
Yeah. I wonder if, I don't know, if you get like a really bad cramp or Charlie horse, I wonder if it actually, maybe that could have pulled it.
Yeah. because when I flex, when I flex my calf, it hurts. So
yeah,
I don't know if you knew this, but when you walk, you flex your calf.
I don't know much about walking, but that sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's been rough. So I get up, I have to fucking climb down my ladder with this shitty leg. Oh,
God.
Fucking loft bed. I'm having so many regrets about this loft bed. And so I'm in the shower and like, I'm trying to like sort of move around, see what I can do, see what I can work with here. And I'm like, I might have to call into work.
Oh, F.
Yeah, I might have to call into work because I don't think I can do this. And so I finish the shower. I'm in my room. I dissociate for like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm about to take a whole month off of work. I can't call in. Mm-hmm. I can't. So, fuck. I'm just going to go limp. I'm just going to go limp around at work. I've gone to work lots of times where I shouldn't be working. Mm-hmm, and I can power through. I'm a fucking strong ass person and I can power through. I'm gonna do it. So then I hop into my truck and I drive for about 5 minutes and I hit standstill traffic on the Bay Bridge because a propane tanker truck blew up and literally closed all of the lanes into San Francisco. I was in a 2-hour backup.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Just like, I convinced myself that I should go to work and now I wish.
And that was your reward.
Yeah. I should have called in because then I wouldn't have to deal with the traffic. I should have just canceled the day.
Yeah. Shoot.
So
does that mean your day like started late with your clients too?
Yep.
Ugh.
So my day started super late. I even cut all the walks short for a little bit just so that I can get back. But I literally got home an hour later than usual. Which I guess for a lot of people that's not a big deal, but for me that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, and then of course I had to walk all these dogs on a bum leg, and that was painful. Yeah.
F.
Yeah, it's been a rough one.
I'm sorry.
But other than that, I feel like this is Friday the 13th was last Friday, and I'm not very superstitious, and that day was nothing. But I feel like it came today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thursday the 19th is the new Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I think so. Who knows? Maybe there's like an astrology thing or a full moon or something.
Yeah, add me on CoStar. That's a really great way to end a date with me, is to talk about CoStar.
Do people just talk to you about CoStar? That's embarrassing for them.
or any, it's a great way for me to lose respect for you. Is if you're like, add me on CoStar, and I'm like, ugh. No.
I installed CoStar for 1 second because you can put in your whatever and it gives you all your whatevers, you know?
Yeah.
It's your whole like birth chart thing.
Right.
And then I read something about it like intentionally giving you negative horoscope things.
I just saw that article recently too.
Yeah. And that it's like impacting people's mental health. And I'm like, what? Fuck. I just deleted it.
That is some fucking devious, devilish shit. The devil is working through those people. And now I'm thinking about downloading CoStar because that's fucking funny.
You believe this shit, you idiot? I'm going to fuck up your day. That's funny. I just like, I don't really care. I think astrology is like a little bit fun, but I cannot possibly remember anything about it. Like yeah. I've tried and I can't.
My rising sun star is in Cancer Moon.
I recently learned that my rising sign is Gemini, and that means nothing to me.
I feel like people are like, okay, you're a Scorpio. Well, that means so-and-so. And I'm like, no, actually, that doesn't really apply. They're going to be like, oh, that's because your other thing is in Virgo. So this actually applies. I'm like, all right, now you're just fucking reaching.
Yeah. Yep, that happens a lot. Happens a lot. I don't relate to very many Sagittarius memes. So.
Yeah.
I think they're wrong.
I do kind of relate to some Scorpio shit about them being, like, dark and scary.
Oh my gosh, why are you so scary?
Scary sexy, though, right? Scary sexy. Oh my god, you're so scary sexy.
Is that one of the things?
If I was a Spice Girl, I would be Sexy Spice. Is that one of them?
No, Scary Spices, though. Scary Sexy Spice.
Scary Sexy Spice.
Yeah, that you can't be that one.
Sick. If I was a Spice Girl, I would be oregano.
I'd be turmeric.
I'd be everything but the bagel.
The smoked paprika salmon dry rub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have good ideas. Oh man,
how's your day, boo?
You know, it was pretty good. I am like weirdly tired today. I did stay up like a little bit too late last night, but really no excuse for this extreme fatigue. I just drank half a Red Bull before we started and I literally can't keep my eyes open.
Oh shit, yeah, I've been tired all day too. I was actually tired yesterday. I've been getting bad sleep again. I was having good sleep for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to have bad sleeps. And I only know that because I'm waking up not ready to attack the day.
That's a way that you feel sometimes, is ready?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what normally happens is I'll wake up and then I'll, because I'm a garbage human being, I'll check social media.
Sure.
First thing I do is hop on TikTok. And then I'll browse for a little bit, like, as I wake up.
Yeah, that's
like,
normal.
It's a way for me to, like, sort of wake up. And then, after I finish doing that, I'm just like, I can go take a shower. That's and I don't crazy. Feel like shit. But lately, I've been sleeping through my morning TikTok sesh. And having to, like, oh, fuck, I'm running late now. And then having to, like, just go straight to the shower.
Yeah, skipping your ease into the day routine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
I have one of those.
I had a coffee yesterday for the first time in like 3 weeks.
It was effective.
Yeah, it worked. And it, oh god, and I miss it.
Well, you're allowed to have coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I had another one today. Despite me, okay, so I was running like an hour and a half behind, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to run an hour and 45 behind because I need this fucking coffee.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
So I went and got my morning Joe, my Jojo.
Your Jojo?
Oh, wait, it's not a double Joe, huh? It's just Joe.
Yeah, cup I of don't Joe? Understand. What are we talking about?
Cup of Joe.
Coffee.
Yeah, you never heard Cup of Joe?
Yeah, but where did the extra J come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It was stronger than a regular cup. It was double the espresso.
Okay, perfect. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got to enjoy a coffee.
Yeah, have you any coffee?
Yep, I have coffee every day. I had an extra big cup of coffee this morning. It was yesterday's coffee, and I put some Belgian chocolate coffee creamer in it and half and half and then put it on ice so it tasted like a mocha.
Ooh, nice.
It was very tasty.
And then you said you just had a Red Bull?
Yeah, well, half of one. It's like nighttime. I don't want to be like awake all night, but right. I think I probably could have had that whole Red Bull.
Is it a regular Red Bull?
Sugar free.
Hey, have you had any of those the color ones, the red, blue?
We've had the blue, which I think is like blueberry.
Yeah.
And the yellow, which is like some kind of a tropical thing. I'm not a fan of the blue, but I like the yellow, and those are the only ones we've tried that are like fun flavors.
The blue one's the one. That I like the blue one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to drink so much Red Bull just because when I worked at iFly, that was, they just like, the Red Bull team would come like all the time and just give us Red Bull. Yeah.
It's pretty good. We also recently have tried a couple new flavors of Monster.
Oh man, Monster is just like Monster is like every flavor.
Yeah, they've got these ones, like one is called Paradise, and I don't understand. I think it's maybe like a green apple flavor.
Oh yeah.
It's very good. And then they had one that was called like Sunrise, and it just tastes like orange soda, but they're also sugar free and yet taste like insanely sweet. I don't know. I was kind of into those.
Yeah. I just had one the other day. It was orange juice with toothpaste. It was really good. Also sugar free.
It's disgusting.
But it really, really has a lot of bite to it. I like it. It's great in the morning. It gives you that morning feel, you know?
Yeah. It wakes you up.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't like that in my mouth. I'm awake now.
I bought another one. It's still in my fridge. I haven't tried it yet, but it's sour cream and onion.
Stop it. I really never, ever want to drink a sour cream and onion flavor.
It has chunks of real onion in it.
You don't even like sour cream.
Yeah, sour cream's gross.
This is different, though. This is good. Shoot, that's funny. Other than your, like, terrible day today, how has your week gone? Did you have a date this weekend?
I did, yeah. I had a date with the funny man, and it was fine.
Aw.
It was fine. I feel like it was exactly what it needed to be, and I'm really happy to, like, sort of get it out of the way as, like, you know, I think of it as a first date, like the first time I've dated someone.
Yeah. Like, you know, a first, I mean? First date.
Because it not only was the authentic me going on a date, but it was like with a cis straight man, which is fucking scary. But we had a great time. We walked around Lake Merritt and we both had fun. I haven't heard from him since, which I kind of wasn't expecting to. I think that maybe I'm not femme enough for him, which is a terrible feeling to have.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's whatever. It's exactly what it needed to be. And I'm ready to go on another date with more confidence, knowing that a cis straight guy could be attracted to me.
Absolutely. Well, I think, I really like your attitude about it. I think you're right. Like, overall, it's a positive thing. And I'm glad you at least had a nice time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't, like, horribly awkward or...
Not at all. It was pleasant.
Turn out to be an asshole or anything in the moment.
No, not at all. It was pleasant. We walked around the lake. We had talked about psychedelic mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And part of the date was like, I told him that you can get he was trying to find mushrooms. I was like, oh, you can find mushrooms at Lake Merritt all the time. And he was like, oh, I might try to go there this weekend. I was like, oh, that'd be cool if I can meet up with you. And he's like, yeah, let's do that. So we met up and we looked for mushrooms. And so we walked around the lake looking for like one of the mushroom vendors, because there's often mushroom vendors at Lake Merritt. And we were just chatting the whole time and we didn't find anything until like the very end. And he got to have his mushrooms. He bought like a bunch of mushrooms, and then that was it. He gave me like a ride. I walked into his truck. He gave me a ride in his truck, like back to my spot where I was going to meet up with some friends. And yeah, it was totally fine.
Well, that's great. So pretty casual. It sounds like it was kind of set up to be a casual first meeting anyway.
Right.
Yeah, that's nice.
When we were walking around the lake, I thought I recognized someone, and then I got a Facebook message later, and it was someone I recognized, because they were like, hey, I think I just saw you, like, Merritt, I just want to let you know, like, you looked really good, and this and that. And I'm like, okay, hell yeah. I was already feeling pretty confident that the date was going well, and then to hear someone else, who was also a straight male.
Oh, that's really nice.
Hey, you looked really good. If you want to catch up together sometime, like, maybe we should get... So I think, like, this... this date may have already like set off a reaction to for another date, you know. Not only has this date given me confidence to go on another date, but someone else like noticed me and
cute.
Told me that I was attractive.
I love that.
Yeah. It was good.
That's great. I'm happy to hear it.
Thank you.
You'll have to keep keeping me posted on all your more dates.
I will. Yeah. I've been having some really good matches on OkCupid as well.
Fabulous.
But fuck Tinder. We're done with Tinder.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know that I met my partner on Tinder, but that is as big a shock to me as anybody else, because what a terrible place that was. Also, I think maybe Tinder's gotten worse. Like, it was really bad 6 years ago. It's maybe worse now.
Yeah, my friend Michael was actually complaining about Tinder recently when we were playing video games. So I imagine it's worse. He said that it's like all Facebook bots or like people trying to like blow up their social media now.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
All right, stay out of there.
Yeah, I'm going to stay out of there. I need just like COVID to be done so that I can start going out, because I'm really good at meeting people out.
Yeah, for sure. But I thought you said that you commissioned the government to make the Delta variant so you could stay home.
Yeah, that's right. What I actually need is a time machine.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. If anybody has any leads on a time machine, just email us.
Yes, please.
Questions@feshapale.com.
Sick. Or if you're listening to this in the future, and there is time machines, just come on back and let me do something.
Come get us.
Yeah, come get us.
That's tripping me out.
Time space, baby.
Somebody could be listening to this in the future right now.
Right.
What? We haven't even posted it yet. It's a paradox, and I'm we baffled. Gotta move on because it's freaking me out. Yeah.
Okay. So I recently, okay, a couple really good changes have happened in my life as far as Twitch goes and sort of my online presence. I have changed my stream schedule, and I've only been doing the new schedule for about a week, and it's been so nice. I am only streaming 3 days a week, and they're not consecutive, so it's Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
And having the days off in between has been so nice.
Oh, good.
And like, I guess I didn't realize how much time I would have to like do errands, and like streaming is just I spent too much time streaming.
Yeah.
Not even realizing that taking time off is going to be so much better for my mental health, you know?
Yeah. Well, and then when you are doing it, it's like you're not burnt out. So it's more fun probably.
Right. It is. It's been
good.
It's been great.
How much were you streaming before that? Were you doing like every day?
Yeah, like 5 days a week. Not on the weekends.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Well, when I first started streaming, I streamed for like 6 months straight. Like even on the weekends.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to find balance, and I think I'm doing that now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. So that's been really nice. And then I think last Tuesday after we stopped recording, I streamed, and then that night I decided, you and I had talked about this a lot, but I finally decided that it was right for me to leave my stream team.
Mm-hmm.
And that has just been such a relief for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I love a decision that you make and then like you instantly know that like you've been sweating it for months, and then you decide and you just know, like your body feels different and you're like, oh, that was the decision.
I could physically feel the load off of me being able to just remove myself from that. And we can talk about this because none of them listen to the podcast anyways, but I had told you, and I have talked about this a lot because this was stressing me out. It was giving me a lot of grief, and I felt I wrote Josie, and I was basically like, I was really civil about the message that I sent her, and I was like, hey, I just never really felt like I was like, I never feel like I clicked into the group. I feel like
they all seemed like a group of friends. And you felt like the new person or
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it didn't feel like a good fit for me, which is true.
But, very true.
But I also didn't feel very supported, you know? And that was sort of the whole point of this, is that I wanted to feel supported.
Yeah, you were supporting them. Everyone was supposed to be supporting each other.
Right.
Yeah.
But it felt very clicky.
Mm.
Also, like, there were times where I expected them to be there to support me, like specifically the Apex Legends tournament that I did a long time ago. Like no one really showed up, and that was a real, real bummer for me. And that's kind of when it first like really started.
Yeah.
But since then, I haven't felt much support. So it was time for me to leave.
There were a few things that I noticed. We talked about it already.
Why don't we just, let's just talk about it.
Like, there were a few times where I was watching you play, I'm going to say maybe Valorant, with one of your stream team people. And she was, like, thanking her chat for, like, bits and subs and stuff like that without muting her microphone. And just, like, talking all over your stream. It was, like, really annoying and rude.
There were so many instances like that where I feel, I don't know, maybe it's, I just feel like I'm not being extended the same courtesy that I'm giving the other team. Because I am very good about that kind of etiquette.
Yes.
You know?
Honestly, like, I watch a lot of streamers. They're mostly Mario. So, like, I guess every game probably has its own little, like, set of, I don't know, culture associated with it. But I do watch a lot of different types of streams, and I'd never experienced anyone doing that. Just, and, like, talking to their chat when they're, like, in a group all over everyone else's stream. It was very weird to me.
Yeah. And okay, I do want to talk shit.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I've seen this person that you're talking about in other bigger streamers, and they mute their mic. And I'm just like, why aren't you doing that for me? Am I not important enough for you to extend that courtesy to me as well?
That makes me mad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it would be one thing if it was just like obviously part of the etiquette that they just missed somehow.
Right.
But like, just not being considerate of some people, but yes, being considerate of other people. I don't really get that.
Also, like, I don't play a lot of the same games as everyone in the stream team, but
oh, that makes it tricky.
Occasionally, they would play a game that I also play, and I've always tried to play a game. And a lot of them, okay, more recently, they'd be like, "Oh, I really want to play Apex with Jackie. I want to play Apex with Jackie." Every time that I tried to set that up, it wouldn't happen. Mm. In fact, there were a few times where I would ask. And no one wants to be asked if you can play with them. But I would ask. I was like, "Hey, can I play with you guys?" And they'd be like, "Oh no, we're just gonna keep it us two tonight." Okay, that's fine. Don't say I really want to play Apex with Jackie, and then when Jackie wants to play with you, you don't have room.
Well, yeah. What the hell?
Right.
Oh, I didn't even know about that one.
And then you also can see who's lurking in your chat. There's a thing where you can see who's in your chat, and consistently over the last couple weeks, I can click on who's in someone's channel, and I can see who's lurking where. And it's the same.
So you can see who's supporting everybody else, and they're not in your stream ever.
Exactly.
Ugh, rude.
Yeah, it's. I wasn't feeling supported.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and when you very first started feeling this way, I feel like I definitely, like, agreed with you, but it was so fresh, it seemed like it was a good idea to stick it out for a little bit. But that may have been bad advice, so I'm sorry.
No, it's good. And the thing is, it put me in a place where I've had this feeling before, and it was when I first went to college. And so it took me to like a dark spot where I was like, I'm having a really hard time making friends with these people. Like, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it me?
So I don't think it's you. And this is when you very first started like streaming with them, and you did that night where everybody played Jackbox.
Right.
Jake and I watched that for like probably an hour at least. And we were like, none of these people are funny except for Jackie. Like, I was in the audience voting for shit. And, like, it's anonymous. I don't know who said what funny thing. And I literally voted for you every time, not knowing it was you, because it was the only funny thing.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
So I felt, like, immediately, like, you're, I don't know, like, I don't want to be a dick, but, like, I'm trying to say too smart or too funny for them. And what it probably is you have different values and different senses of humor.
Right. That's totally correct. There were often times in our group text where I would say something hilarious and it would get absolutely no reaction.
Ugh. Yeah. See, for me, if somebody doesn't like think of me as a funny person, that's a deal breaker. Literally have ended a relationship because of it. So.
Sure.
Yeah. Quit the stream team. Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Proud Thank of you.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no regrets about it.
That's awesome. And it was cool to try. And I think, you know, maybe you'll have opportunities like that in the future where you find people who are like your people.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, everyone in that group is really good. They're content creators. They're really good at promoting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like an LA vibe.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that a little bit before, because, like, you want your content to, like, be quality, and that's why people like it. You don't want to, like, convince people to watch your stuff.
Exactly.
That's, yeah, that ain't it.
That ain't it. That ain't it for me. So we're lone wolfing it for now.
Yeah. We just watched, I guess this is for the movie segment, but we just watched The Hangover last night. And just reminded me of Zach Galifianakis' speech about being a one-man wolf pack and then adding three more to his wolf pack.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yep. That's what's happening. But you're just a one-gal wolf pack for now.
For now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm proud of you for, like, trying a new thing with new people and for listening to yourself and what you needed and removing yourself from it when it wasn't working.
Thank you.
Yeah. All good decisions all around.
Yeah. And everything's still cool and they're wonderful. It's just not, it's not my vibe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So. Things have been really going well for me up until this morning.
I do like have more questions about this truck that exploded, but I can Google that later.
Okay, yeah.
Because that sounds like a big deal.
The bridge is fine.
Okay, good.
You know what? I feel like I would be more concerned, but it was so inconvenient for me.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You want to go to the Cork Park?
Oh yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you.
Okay, so we actually got two emails this week.
Oh, shit.
The first one is a request from listener Melanie. She would like us to review the new Space Jam movie and the Netflix show Feel Good. And I don't know what Feel Good is. Do you?
Doom do do doom 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 do 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 do. Feel
good. Is that the theme song?
It's Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz.
Oh.
I've never heard of Feel Good.
Okay, so we'll have to look that up. I'm down to watch the new Space Jam.
Also,
what
Space Jam?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
I'm down to watch Space Jam.
I figured you meant like you didn't know there was a reboot of Space Jam.
With
but you know, right?
With Bron Bron.
Yep. LeBron Bron. So thank you, Melanie, for that request. And we will take it
Melanie.
Under advisement. Yeah, what a lovely human being.
Yeah.
So happy to have you listening. And then we have a question. It's actually two questions. We're going to save one of them for later because it's something that I want to give a little bit more thought to.
Okay.
So, hello, beautiful peoples.
That's us.
Which, that's us. Which of the seven greatest sins, deadly sins, is your favorite and why? If you need a cheat sheet on how to sin, pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. This may be the only podcast I listen to, but that just means it is technically my favorite. Thanks for being my number one, Nardo.
Nardo, you're my number one. You're my favorite.
And mine. Don't tell anyone else. But for real. Okay, best sin.
Do you have a good understanding on the seven deadly sins?
I mean, I think so.
Can we break
as to like what each of them are?
Yeah. Can we break them down a little bit? Because I'm a little confused.
Okay, so pride, like hubris, like when you're too proud.
What about? I mean, there's a whole fucking parade about it.
It's not like that.
Is that why God's mad?
Yeah, because you named your fucking parade after one of the sins. Come on. Oh, shit. That's
okay, pride
funny.
So the pride one is like arrogance.
Yes.
Okay.
Greed. That's pretty straightforward. Yeah, do you have questions? Okay. Lust. You just want to fuck.
Why? Is it only fucking?
It's like, I just want to like get all up in you, but I don't like want to make babies or whatever.
Is that bad?
Or it's about like being like having sexual thoughts and desires for people who like aren't your husband or wife, like that kind of a thing. Like wanting someone sexually outside of the marital bed.
Okay.
I'm not an expert. This is what I think this stuff means.
Okay, no, this is good.
Okay.
You
ready for the next one?
Yeah, what's the next one?
Envy.
Envy, I think I suffer from.
But do you like suffering from it? Are you into it?
Wait, no. Are people into that?
I don't think so. Envy sucks.
Yeah, envy's terrible.
Yeah. Gluttony. Do you know?
I got that one. That one's easy.
Okay, great. Wrath.
I'm a glutton as well.
Yes.
Overindulgent. Hella
gluttonous.
Yeah.
Wrath, I think, is just like anger, like uncontrolled, unbridled anger.
That's not allowed. God doesn't like that.
Yeah, and I think it's probably like acting on it. Like revenge would probably be wrath.
Okay.
And then sloth, I assume, is laziness. That's my understanding.
Okay. See, I feel like a lot of these are not sins.
Yeah, I think that, like, I'm totally down with lust. I don't know that I experience it. That's a conversation for another day. But I don't think that it's, like, morally wrong to lust after somebody.
Right. I also don't think sloth is a sin.
I don't either. I think gluttony, if your overconsumption is at the expense of someone else, is when that's a problem.
I feel
but
like
that, to me, that's greed is the same thing.
Right. I feel like all of these are acceptable if there's no victim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Although envy is like, that's just a shitty feeling.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really wants to be in the position where they like are wishing they had what somebody else had.
Right.
Yeah, you want to be able to be happy with what you do have.
I'm going to go with my favorite is what we're picking.
Yes.
I'm going to go with pride.
Oh, okay, and why?
Be who you are for your pride.
I don't know that song.
Cause I'm a big flaming queer.
That's a really good reason.
I think I probably have a lot of pride. As much as I like to beat myself up, I just feel like I do have I don't know that it's over inflated or anything, but I feel like I'm proud of who I am and where I've come from, and
totally. I think that's a positive version of pride. I guess maybe I am not super clear. I think of it as like when you're prideful to your own detriment or to the detriment of others, where you're like, no, I fucking got this, but like you don't, and then like 600,000 Americans die of COVID, you know? That's a bad use of pride.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe not the best example, but like having, to me it's like if it's a false pride, like you're deciding that your way is the best way despite all the evidence to the contrary. That's bad pride. But I think all of the pride you have is great.
Cool, sick. What's your favorite?
I think I'm gonna say sloth.
Yeah.
Even though I'm like actually not that good at it, I don't think it's very easy to just like literally do nothing and enjoy it. Because I feel like the need to be productive is very hardwired into probably most of our psyches as Americans.
Yeah.
And it's not maybe like I've always been pretty anti-capitalist, but it's not until maybe the last few years that I've realized like this thing where I decide my own value based on productivity is because of capitalism. Mm-hmm. And like, that's not actually what makes a person valuable. Like it's taken a while to unpack that.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. So I think just being okay with like not doing shit. Yeah. I think that's great. I think that's something to aspire to.
Right. I think we're both really good at that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good at not doing stuff, but I'm not good at not feeling bad about it. I'm working on that part.
All right, sick. If you want to let us know what your favorite of the seven deadly sins are, send us an email.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to know all about it.
Yeah, and thanks for that question, Nardo.
Thank you, Nardo.
Love you, Nardo. more than everyone, more than Jill.
Wow.
Don't tell her, though.
I'm not even offended by that. That's fine. Nardo deserves it.
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, I just realized the title of the email says the number one podcast as ranked by Nardo's sample size one. That's a fabulous, fabulous title.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, thanks for our listeners who wrote in this week. If anybody wants to share their opinions or ask us any more questions, that's going to be questions@fetchapale.com.
Sick. You got any fap checks?
Hell yeah. A liter and a half is... Oh. Who's licking what?
It's Uggs drinking water. Oh, God. Ugh. So annoying. What a thirsty bitch.
I was just going to say she thirsty.
Are you done? Go back inside, please.
Is she done?
She's just standing there. Okay, go inside. Go inside. Good girl. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, fap number one. A liter and a half is 50.7 ounces. So I am amazing at metric conversion and, well, this is supposed to say brain math, but it does say Brian math. So I'm not sure what that says about my Brian, but...
You used up all your points on the math, yeah,
version. Yeah, I did.
And didn't put it in the English.
Shoot. Okay, so yeah, you were talking about how much water you were drinking, and you said a liter and a half, and I said, so that's probably like 50 ounces, and then I checked it, and I was very proud of myself.
Oh yeah, Jill?
Thank you. You asked if a quint... I think you might have said quintilogy.
Yeah.
But it's a quintology or a pentology.
Is that makes five. Sense.
I also made up lies about what the green stuff in fruitcake is.
What is it?
It's paradise green candied cherries.
What the fuck?
Green also cherries? Known as glace green cherries. They've been a part of candied fruit recipes for generations.
Okay.
They are sweet and chewy and complement red candied cherries in a variety of recipes. But what I could not figure out is why the fuck they're green.
Yeah, do they are they green or do they dye them?
They must dye them. I didn't get that deep, but they look disgusting.
My friends were planning a tie-dye night last weekend, which didn't end up happening, but I kept on texting the group text. I was like, are you guys excited to die? I kept texting them random shit like that. Like, I'm so excited to die tomorrow. Can't wait to die.
Oh, shit. But then it didn't happen, so.
No, I'm here recording with you.
Yep, thank goodness.
Oh my god, I did it. Okay, I can't share this. Okay, trigger warning, suicide. Okay. I made a suicide joke with my mom and she fucking laughed.
Oh my god.
She said something like I only want to live till I'm 60 or something like that. And I was like, how old are you? And she told me how old she was and I was like, oh, but that's only like 3 years away. And she was like, yep. And I was like, okay, I will wait till four before I go. And then she fucking laughed.
Oh my god. Oh lord.
I love my mom.
I also love your mom. I hope she lives more than 3 years, but
she will. Also... And so will I.
Okay, good. Great job, everybody. Sometimes you have to joke, otherwise you would die.
I can't believe she laughed. My mom has a dark sense of humor. What the fuck?
Turns out.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't get it. Maybe she laughed because she was uncomfortable.
That could have been it too.
No, I'm sure she got it. I do have a couple more little fappies.
Yeah. Let's. I'm sorry I keep interrupting you.
No, it's fine.
What's the next one? I love it.
You asked.
My mom
if
just
you
learned
could...
how to video chat today. He video chatted me.
Are you telling me this because you were just interrupting me for effect? Because I'm pretty sure you've been video chatting with your mom for many years.
No, I've been trying to, and she accidentally pressed the button, and I almost felt like she was fucking with me. I was like, I'm pretty sure a few weeks ago I tried to teach you how to video chat with me, and she couldn't figure it out, and then accidentally we're video chatting.
That's so funny. I don't know why I thought that you like always. Video chatted. Okay, well, I'm proud of her for learning. That's probably nice.
Yeah,
to see her face once in a while.
Okay, I won't interrupt.
I don't believe you. Okay, so you asked if I could buy the little rubber ear hole thingies for the regular AirPods, and you can. It's like $20. They don't actually attach to the thing. They have to like go all the way over the ear part, so they're like third party and they look a little janky.
Yeah.
Probably worth $20. But the price difference between AirPods and AirPods Pro is like $50. So it comes with the rubber things.
Fine then.
And it's got the like wicked good noise canceling. So
yeah.
No regrets.
Pick.
You at some point, this is not a real fap check, it's just something I noticed. You said chat to, like I'm going to chat to someone, and then you corrected it and said chat with. But I just wanted you to know that on Love Island, they say chat to. So that's allowed.
Damn it.
I'm going to go chat to so-and-so by the fire pit, you know?
I made a Love Island reference. No.
Yeah, you did. It's the beginning of the end. Okay, and then I have a bunch of stuff about one person because I think his name was Kang from Thor Ragnarok, the guy who I was like, piss off, ghost. We were both wrong about which New Zealand person from Flight of the Conchords it was. It's actually the voice of Taika Waititi, who directed Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, shit. Sick.
Yeah, longtime friend of Jemaine and... why can't I remember the other guy's name? Brett. From Flight of the Conchords. And he did, like, write and direct a few episodes. He directed Eagle versus Shark and What We Do in the Shadows.
Right on. What a cool little Easter egg.
Yeah, so that's super fun. And I was looking at all the stuff he's done, and for some reason I thought that he wrote Moana, but apparently he submitted like the first version of the Moana script and then like pulled out to go work on Hunt for the Wilder People. And so they used like some of his stuff, but it's completely rewritten since then. So it's a weird thing to think, like, why would I ever have known that he was part of that project?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, he's very cool. He makes a brief cameo in the new Suicide Squad movie.
Oh, I haven't finished.
Taika Waititi. You really haven't?
Yeah, I keep trying.
Okay, well, that's disappointing, but fine.
Yeah, it is.
That's it.
It is disappointing.
I'm disappointed in you.
Oh. thanks for the fab check.
You're welcome.
I have an obsession as of today. I've been wanting to try this. It's a Mountain Dew Major Melon. It's a melon Mountain Dew.
That sounds so gross.
It's so good.
Is it? I like the alliteration.
I almost never drink regular soda. Most of my soda is usually diet.
Same.
This is not a diet, and it is filled with sugar, and it is so good. Guess how many grams of total sugars are in this 20-ounce bottle?
Oh, gosh. Tell me.
73 grams.
Wait a second. Hold on. Is it one or two servings?
One serving.
Okay, usually a 20-ounce bottle is two servings.
It says serving size, one bottle.
Oh, okay. Wow, they changed it up on me.
Includes 73 grams of additional sugars. That's 146% of your daily intake.
That's a lot. That is a lot of sugar. I feel like a 12-ounce can of Coke is like 60, though. So I'm surprised that a 20-ounce isn't more than that, honestly.
Oh. Yeah, see, I never... All of my sodas are zero.
Yeah. They're all called zero sugar now instead of diet.
Right.
But yeah, same.
But anyways, go check out the Major Melon Mountain Dew, y'all. Gamer juice. Gamer food. It's gamer girl juice.
What color is it?
Pink.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm on board. I mean, I am a Baja Blast fan, so I can't judge other Mountain Dew flavors. I'm sure I would love it.
I do love a Baja Blast. I've been kind of spoiling myself. I've been having this internal struggle, which you're going to hate, about I've been trying to eat healthy, and but I'm just like, I'm going to eat like, did we talk about this already? I'm going to eat like shit in my recovery. Like, I'm going to be like in pain, and I'm going to want to order pizza. So I might as well just keep eating like shit and not trying to like be all healthy before my surgery.
Yeah, I think just like I think always do whatever you want. Yeah. You know, that's how I feel. I think that if it makes your body feel better to eat healthier, that's great. And like, as long as you can do it. But if you're like, I'm too tired to cook or whatever, for whatever reason, you need to eat shit. Just do it.
I've had Jack in the Box for breakfast every single day this week.
I do really like that when you go off, like you fucking go off.
Yeah. I'm okay. Gluttony is my new favorite one.
Yeah.
But gluttony is definitely my favorite sin.
Hell yeah. Do you want to know about my obsession?
Hell yeah, more than anything in the world.
Okay, so this obsession started last night. My mom and her partner have purchased a small piece of land on the coast in Washington so they can, like, have a place to park their trailer when they want to go clam digging and, like, spend a week down there, you know?
Freaking way. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's super exciting. It's a pretty decent sized piece of property. And so, like, there's one outbuilding, but there's no, like, house on it or anything. So Jake and I are like, oh, that would be fun to, like, go camping. But you know how bad we are at camping.
Right.
So our obsession now is the hunt for glamping equipment.
Oh, no.
So I started looking at teardrop trailers because I drive an SUV. Its towing capacity is like 3,500 pounds, so I can't tow like a whole ass trailer, but like I could tow a small trailer. And then it turns out teardrop trailers are very expensive. So like the one I was looking at that I was like, oh my God, this would be so perfect. It's like $22,000 new.
Jesus.
And I was like, why would I even think for one moment that something that looked perfect would be something I could afford? That's like a stupid thought. So anyway, over the course of the evening, what we ended up looking at is tents.
Quite the downgrade.
Yeah. I mean, I also was looking at those like yurts, you know, like thick canvas tents that are like very tall in the middle and like whatever. There's like an inflatable geodesic dome. We looked at this shed that's like $5,000, but it has a porch. And we were like, we could just live in a shed. So now we're looking at tents that are like 10 by 10 and like tall enough that Jake could stand up in it.
Yeah.
And you can get one of those for like under $200.
Right.
So that seems like a reasonable investment for something that we might do like a couple times a year.
I'd say so.
But we did spend like hours online last night looking at all kinds of different things. But yes, we worked our way down to tents. So that's what we're on now.
Have you seen any, did you guys come across any of the inflatable tents? Where they pack
inflatable away. Inflatable tents.
Yeah. So like literally the structure, like the support structure of the tents are inflatable. So like where there would be like poles, it's like a
tube.
You
just like put air in it?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds way easier
than
tents.
If you look at Decathlon, which is a European company that is like kind of blowing up in America right now. We've talked about them. They're kind of like the IKEA of sporting goods. They have
gotcha.
Yeah, they have like really cool inflatable tents for not too expensive.
Oh, I'm so glad I told you about this obsession because that sounds amazing.
Yeah, super, super easy.
Okay, we'll check that out for sure. And then our next thing is we're going to try to figure out like what to sleep upon. There's like cots and then there's like air mattresses that have frames. Typically, air mattresses aren't so good for us because of all the weight that we distribute upon them. So if any fatties out there have recommendations for comfy things to sleep on while you're camping, so far what we've found works the best for us is the inflatable bedrolls. So it's like a cushion, but it also fills with air. But it's like the one we got for Jake is 3 inches thick. So they're not very thick, but they're like more supportive and block like the lumpy ground better than other things. Yeah.
I have a solution for y'all.
Okay.
Don't sleep. Just don't sleep.
What do you mean?
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Do you have any science?
Okay. I actually do. Gosh, I feel like it's really been a Jill heavy second half of the episode, but I'm gonna try to get through it.
Okay.
So I was on Instagram last week and I was watching somebody who I follow from having seen her on The Bachelor, but she's cool, okay. And she was playing Would You Rather, and somebody asked, would you rather never use shampoo again or never use toothpaste again? And she was like, well, this is going to really gross a bunch of you out, but when I was in high school, I was having really bad allergic reactions to toothpaste. And my dentist was just like, you don't have to use toothpaste. It doesn't really do anything.
I've heard this.
And so she hasn't used toothpaste in like 10 years and it's totally fucking fine.
Yeah, I've actually heard this before.
It was a first for me. So I looked it up. Obviously, you can't just listen to everything an influencer tells you, but she's a fairly reliable source and the internet corroborates this. It's most studies show that brushing without toothpaste is just as effective and in some cases more effective at removing plaque.
Fuck yeah.
So like fluoride and vitamin D are both important for the health of your teeth. And so that's really the only thing in toothpaste, unless you're like trying to whiten your teeth. That's all you're getting is fluoride. So like just, I don't know, do a fluoride mouth rinse. You don't have to use toothpaste.
Well, fuck yeah. Tell that to my dog.
I mean, I'm probably still going to use toothpaste because I get bad breath sometimes. But I know some people have like very sensitive palates and like minty toothpastes are too strong. And so it makes it like not a fun time. Or like we were just talking about toothpaste and orange juice. Like if you know you're going to have brunch, just brush your teeth without toothpaste and then your food will taste good.
Right.
So that's it. That's science for you.
Hell yeah. Thanks for the science, bitch.
You're welcome. You got some queer shit?
I don't know.
Oh, what?
No queer shit.
All right. None. No queer shit has happened.
Nope.
Okay, great.
Movie?
Yeah. So first, I wanted to real quick say, I forgot to rate the movies I watched last week. I'm not going to rate Suicide Squad until you watch it. Do you just want me to do it because you're never going to finish it?
Yeah.
5.5.
3.
You're giving it a 3 because you can't get through it because you're too sleepy.
Oh, it's my fault.
Yeah, I thought I made it pretty clear.
It's James Gunn's fault for not making a more interesting movie.
That's so funny to me. I liked it a lot. Luca, I'm giving a 3.5.
Oh, wow. It's down there.
I know. Yeah, it was fine.
I haven't taken advantage of your wink wink yet.
Oh, call it wink wink. It sounds way cooler than it really is. But yeah, whenever you get around to it, I will be interested to see if you have a different opinion on that.
Cool.
Thor Ragnarok gets a 6 from me.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a 6 as well.
Super. And then we watched 2 movies this week. I did tell you we watched The Hangover last night. That's also going to get a 5.5.
I'll give it a 5. I'm not into the 0.5s.
Okay. Well, then I guess The Hangover gets a 6?
Yes.
Like, that feels wrong, but yeah. If we're rounding, I'm going to round up. And then we watched
You can go with 0.75. I just don't like the 0.5.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
5.5 tablespoons of mayonnaise. Anyway.
I'm going to give it 5 tablespoons of Hellman's.
Are we on the East Coast? Do you have Hellman's in the Bay Area?
I think everywhere has Hellman's.
We ain't got no Hellman's. It's called Best Foods here.
Oh, is it? It's not the same?
I mean, it's the same stuff.
Oh, but I mean, that's not the same?
I don't know how to answer this. It is the same, but it doesn't say Hellman's on it here anywhere. Okay,
I get it now.
Okay. It's the same stuff inside the jar. It's just the label's different.
Okay.
Anywho, we also watched The Secret World of Arrietty, which is a Studio Ghibli. What?
Arrietty was a race car driver, wasn't he?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know if you're making
it was
a joke.
It was a joke about Mario Andretti.
Oh, I don't... Like, I've ever heard of any race car driver other than Jeff Gordon.
Andretti has a winery out here in Napa.
Oh, maybe that's... Is that why you know?
No, everyone knows that he's a race car driver. Everyone knows that, Joe.
What kind of racing cars? NASCAR?
The fast ones.
Formula.
Yeah, actually. Did you just look it up?
Formula One. No, I've like heard of things, just not people. I'm sorry I didn't get your joke. The Secret World of Arrietty is a Studio Ghibli movie based on The Borrowers, don't know if you're familiar with the Borrowers, yeah, but it's about very small people.
Who fix your shoes.
Do they?
Nah, that's something else.
Okay, so we're like 0 for 7. It wasn't good. This I also tried to give a half tablespoon to, so I'm going to round it up to a 3.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to give it only half a tablespoon, but then rounded past 1 and 2.
No, I was going to give it 2.5. But I think 3 is okay. Like, it was only 1.5 hours. I really like the art. Like, it's always beautiful animation. But like, none of the characters were likable, and I wasn't feeling that good. So we watched it with the American voiceover.
Okay.
And I don't really recommend that. I think they work better with subtitles because it's like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it just like, it didn't click. So maybe I'll watch it again someday with subtitles on, and maybe it'll get an extra TBSP from me. But I found all of the characters to be irritating.
An extra TBSP. I like that.
All right. That's it for movies.
Sick. You want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
All right, big ups to Nathan Rapp of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dance Halls on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks, as always, to Adam for our Corkboard song, Great Adventure. You can find his music, art, and other creative projects at adamoliveris.com.
So I was going to work for that first week of September that I'm not going to Seattle, but mm-hmm. The person who's covering for me was like, nah, I want the whole month. So now I don't have to work, and I have nothing to do for fucking 8 days, except for be anxious about my upcoming surgery.
Oh my god, right? Jackie, that sucks.
I think I might do like a solo camping trip or something.
Oh, that's a really good idea. I mean, you could probably take a couple of days to like get meal prep and stuff going.
Right.
Like, you'll be happy to have some of that time to be, like, really as prepared as you can be for the week to follow. But, yeah, that's too many days.
Yeah, just, like, sitting in my thoughts.
Oh, fuck. Well, is camping going to be better for thought sitting?
Probably not, but at least I won't have fucking Winnie. All right, I'll see you later.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter, @FetchAPail.
Or follow us on Instagram, @FetchAPail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jack and Jill production.
Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend.
And then Nardo sent in a couple of questions.
Hell yeah.
The actual best person maybe in the whole world.
Yep.